Everything is better on a boat, and your vacation is no exception. This year, experience the world's most beautiful destinations aboard your own private yacht charter with The Moorings. Our fleet of modern, custom-designed yachts is just one reason we were recently voted Best Caribbean Yacht Charter Company by readers of Caribbean Journal. So when you next explore the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, or elsewhere, don't accept anything less than The Moorings. Your vacation time is precious, so make the most of your freedom on the water. Book your perfect charter at moorings.com. Nothing less than The Moorings.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of scum.
This is Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Inner Rockman.
Hey, Safe from Muscle Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful Scar listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Rust and Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from The Resonators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh, yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
Thank you.
reason. Won't leave my bed, I'm going away today. Away from the light of the sun, away from the faces that shun me. Don't need this, I'm going to sleep today. I'll see my days away.
Stuff. Welcome one, welcome all. My name is Beefy. This is Sky Nation Radio with Beefy. I'm going to be your guide through the spiritual awakening that is the cult of ska. Yes, this is the world's number one ska radio show, Sky Nation Radio with Beefy. You just heard Brisbane City All Scars from around 2005, Sleep the Days Away. News from the Brisbane Music Graveyard. They've released the collected works of the Brisbane City All-Scars. Just jump on the old Bandcamp. Look up. If you look up Brisbane City All-Scars, I'm pretty sure you will find the Brisbane Music Graveyard site. Now, all monies raised by Brisbane Music Graveyard goes to one of our sister stations in Brisbane, 4ZZZ. 4ZZZ is home of Scar Trek, one of the very first dedicated ska shows on the planet. Yes, 4ZZZ were pioneers in bringing ska radio to the masses. Well, up until very recently, up until the masses of Brisbane. So, Ska Trek, what a legacy those guys have. And Brisbane Music Graveyard, I don't even know who runs it, I'm going to be honest, but I lived in Brisbane for 7 years in kind of the late 90s, early 2000s, and a lot of the EPs that they have been putting on Bandcamp, I remember those bands because they supported a lot of the touring bands that came through Brisbane, and, brings back so many memories. So if you have lived in Brisbane for a while and you're part of the live music scene, check out the Brisbane Music Graveyard on Bandcamp. Hours, and I'm talking hours and hours of memories in there. Bands like Wiseacre and Gerald, Brisbane City All Scars, Mouthguard. So many bands. Third Gear Burnouts are probably on there as well. Community Cervix. I could go on, and in fact, I need to stop because we've got music to play. there's lots of people listening, and they want to hear music. They don't want to hear me reminisce about Brisbane in the late 90s, early 2000s. But check them out if you're interested. There is so many bands on there that will just get you carried away, and all of a sudden, you've lost a day. Also, on Scar Nation Radio with Beefy, we are prominently featuring First Nations bands every week on this show. I jumped on an album called Yappa Beats. They've done about four or five compilations. It's put out by the PAW Music Crew. PAW stands for Pintubi and Machere and Walpiri Language Groups. Now, the Desert Mulga Band are proud partners of PAW Music. These guys have been around since 1998. I'm just going to read you a little bit of the bio. A recognized and celebrated name throughout the Central Desert, Desert Mulga Band is the quintessential desert reggae band formed in 1998, defined by their wailing guitar solos, upbeat drums, and incessant offbeat skank on rhythm guitar, and rich retro synth lines. I couldn't have said it better myself. We've kind of come up with this phrase, or I've borrowed it, or I probably stole it, you know what I'm like. Red dirt reggae. They call it desert reggae because it's got so many elements of ska, and like I said, an incessant offbeat skank on rhythm guitar. It is essentially as close to ska as we're going to get. Desert reggae is close. So I am so happy to play Desert Mulga Band. You just heard, now I'm going to get this wrong, Ungatianu Pa Yuraja Kurtuk. I have no idea what that means. It's obviously in the Walpiri language. They're from the Central Desert up there in the Northern Territories. So if you get a chance to check out the Desert Mulga Band, please, please do. And the battles that these bands go through to record music. They live thousands and thousands of kilometers away from, let's call it, basic civilization. Not to mention getting a recording studio to go to. It's tough. So any time people like PAW Music, Poor Music, can get these bands in studios and record them, man, it's good. We even talked about in Western Australia, the lottery funding a mobile studio. It's basically a studio in a van that can drive out to these remote communities so that bands can record their own music. I think that's awesome. I really, really do. So I'm very, very proud to feature a First Nations band every week on Ska Nation Radio. And that's why we are the world's number one ska radio show, because there ain't nobody else doing stuff like we're doing. The diversity that we are able to play is phenomenal. Alrighty, I'm going to get on with some music. I've got to feature the Scarfighter 2 gig that is coming up in February. It's on at the Gasso. It features, are you ready for this? It's an all-day festival at the Gasso. It's raising funds for family and domestic violence charities. In fact, it is raising money for one of the partners of this radio station, the Berry Foster Care Homes. That's one of the charities that Scarfighter 2 is going towards. Now, it's being headlined by Area 7. I just talked about them earlier because they were at the Beefy Scar Club on Sunday night. Steppin' Razor are coming from Sydney. Top Novel, what a band they are. They're coming from Wollongong. Operation Ibis are coming from Sydney. The Murderballs, the Kitty Hawks, who have just arrived back today from their tour of Indonesia. If you've checked out the Kitty Hawks Instagram, you would have been flooded with their little four-date tour of it. Little. I say little. It was huge. Their massive four-date tour of Indonesia. It seems to have gone down very, very well. Hopefully, they have got lots and lots of new fans from Indonesia now, and that can only bode well for the future. Admiral Akbar's Dishonorable Discharge. The Donald Trumpets are coming from Perth. Brodown, Modus Fire out of Sydney. Side Splitter out of Spite. And Sid, or S-I-D. One band I didn't announce, they have been around a long, long time. They were formed in Shepparton in about 2010. I think they then moved to 2002, I think, actually. Sorry, I'm making stuff up. Then they moved to Ballarat, and I think they may even be based out of Melbourne now. The band are called No Idea. They are a staple on the punk rock scene. I have chosen Soul Dieus off their 2010 album, World Against Reason. I can't wait to see these guys live because, for some unknown reason, our paths simply haven't crossed so far. So, to get No Idea playing with Steppin' Razor, Top Novel, and Area 7, as well as the other local bands, plus Donald Trump is from Perth. Don't forget those guys. It's going to be an awesome, awesome day. Saturday, 22nd of February at the Gasso in Collingwood. Tickets, well, wherever the Gasso gets their tickets from, I'm probably Oztix, but who knows? It could be any other ticket supplier. So please, you'll find it. Scarfighter 2. It is going to be a big festival, 22nd of February. This is No Idea. Soul Dieus.
So I did it to where I can't get it back. But then,
talking about the Scarfighter 2 Festival in Melbourne on the 22nd of February. Just last weekend, it was the Wellington Scanniversary over there in New Zealand. Dime Store Skanks. I'm just telling you, that was a live version of EXGF. And I took it off the Viking Skank Live at Valhalla album from 2018. The Offbeats, Battle Scar Galactica, Scar Pai, Moisty at Sushi. It was at San Fran over there in Wellington. By all accounts, what a day. Looking at the photos and the videos, superb. I'm a massive fan of all of those bands. I really am. So gutted I couldn't have been there. No Cider in the Rider Productions proudly presents the Wellington Scanniversary. Hopefully, that's going to be an annual thing from now on. It probably already was, and I just missed it. So congratulations to all those bands that played over there in New Zealand, because the Big Beef Man, not only am I committed to playing First Nations bands, I'm also committed to featuring a New Zealand band as well on a weekly basis, because that is the least I can do to the Kiwi scene and give just a little bit of exposure to Kiwi bands. And I have done ever since I decided I was going to do it, which probably about 6 months ago. And Dime Store Skanks, I'm a big fan. I really am. Before that, No Idea, who are featuring on the Scarfighter 2 Melbourne Festival on 22nd of February. Soul Dieuze off their World Against Reason album from 2010. I am looking forward to seeing No Idea. All right, regular listeners to the show will know we have recruited a triumvirate, if that's a word. Triumvirate? Something like that. We've recruited three people to add a bit of variety and diversity to the Scar Nation Radio with Beefy show. It can't just be me all the time picking the tunes, because you just hear the same old stuff. I get Mark Hardio, John Irving, and now Millwall Paul. These three guys will commit and have committed to just picking a tune out at random for me to play. Beefy, no questions asked. Whatever they want to hear, I am going to play. I think that's the way it should be. If more people want to get involved, by the way, just send me a message. If you follow me on social media, look up Scar Nation Radio on Facebook and Twitter. But hey, also look up Beefy's Scar Club on Instagram. I've been threatening to get on Instagram for years. Finally, I'm on Instagram. Beefy's Scar Club. Just look it up. Send me a message on anything. If you want to get involved with the show, no matter where you are in the world, as long as you just pick one song a week, that's all you got to do. It'll take you 20 seconds. But we want to hear something weird. We don't want to hear, oh, can I hear the impression that I get by Mighty Mighty Boston? No. Give me something weird and wonderful and wild and different, something I haven't played before. Then you can get involved in the show, all right? I'm joking. If you want to hear Boston's impression I get, hey, I'll play it, because I will. It's the greatest song of all time, nearly. We're going to start with Hardio, I reckon. Sonic Boom 6 out of Manchester in England, off their 2009 EP, or was it a single? The Back to School single. This is The Dangers of Rock and Roll. Thanks, Mark. These are three great selections this week, by the way. Awesome. Loving it.
With the music by 9:30, so they put the DJ, make the money, and it's a shame. What's the name of the game? Who's to blame? Some of them people just don't understand the bang bang from the bang bang plan to see a bandstand branded and banned across the mainland. The grandmaster plan, what a beat, itchy band. If you have to ask, over, you will never know. They don't like the music, you feel like the music low. Trying to hold me down, and you'll just wind me up to go. You can't kill the sound, one thing you can't do. Where the lagers like piss and the sound of the test. And I jest, nonetheless, I confess that I'm vexed.
right to protest. Put down your banjo, you're under arrest. It's just another way to squash defiance. I blame it on the sound of music stirring violence. Fuck this, join the rebel alliance and turn up to 11 if you won't be silent.
You can try.
Stay where you are. no pink slippers, oh no. I don't wanna wear no pink slippers, oh no.
The AK Band out of Kenilworth in Warwickshire. Their debut single from 1980, Pink Slippers. Probably their biggest hit as well. That was Millwall Pool's, I can't remember what I called it last week, Millwall Pool's Magic Memories or something along those lines. Pink Slippers. That was their debut single, biggest hit. Their only album, Manhole Kids, it wasn't on there. I suppose it's done its work, I guess. People got into the AK Band and bought the album, but didn't get Pink Slippers. Never mind. Before that, Jono's Juggernaut, the Deltones from 1988. Stay Where You Are. Now, the Deltones were an 11-piece ska outfit from London, formed in the late 80s. A lot of members of the Body Snatchers were part of the Deltones. Now, as an 11-piece, all female apart from the drummer, who was clearly male. You could say that in the late 80s. You can't say that now. Anyway, it was a non-female drummer. Anyway, they did a couple of Peel sessions. Did they put out an album? I think they probably did. Yes. Their only album, 1988, was with Stay Where You Are, which is their second single. Nana Chock Chock in Paris was the name of their album. Make Me Smile, Stay Where You Are, and a split single with the Busters from Germany. Show Off and Mickey Mouse in Moscow came out in 1989. Stay Where You Are is what you just heard. Jono's Juggernaut and Hardio's hit for this week, Sonic Boom 6 out of Manchester from 2009, the Back to School EP, The Dangers of Rock and Roll. Well, what a triple play of requests that is. Like I said, if you want to get involved, get in touch with me, Ska Nation Radio on Facebook and Twitter, and look up Beefy's Ska Club on Instagram. And it'll eventually get to me, I reckon. It will. Where are we going to go now? Let's go to the new releases. But we're going to stay in the ska explosion years. Kev Flairdew from the Bakes, he's got in touch with me this week. Says, Beefy! We've got a new album out. It's on Bandcamp. It's called Digging Through the Early Recordings Demos. It is free. So jump on the Do the Dog Music Bandcamp page. Just look up the Bakesies. You'll get them. And there is a full album there of old stuff, new stuff, different stuff, stuff they lost. But some absolute classics there from the Bakesies. This is my all-time favourite Bakesies tune anyway. From 1991, Days Gone By.
Held high, the picture. You were the apple of my eye, and now I sense welcome back. That's all the reason why I fell for you in days gone by. You were the apple of my eye, and now I sense welcome back. That's all the reason why I fell for you in days gone by. In days gone by. In days gone by. In days gone by. Says he will marry you as soon as his next parole comes through. You're the apple of my eye, and now I sense welcome by. Can't call the reason why I fell for you in days gone by. You're the apple of my eye, and now I sense welcome by. Can't call the reason why I fell for you in days gone by. In days gone by. In days gone by. Now I tend to walk on by. Can't recall the reason why I fell for you in days gone by. You're the apple of my eye, and now I tend to walk on by. Can't call the reason why I fell for you in days gone by. You're the apple of my eye, and now I tend to walk on by. Can't call the reason why I fell for you in days gone by. In days gone by. In days gone by.
Everything is better on a boat, and your vacation is no exception. This year, experience the world's most beautiful destinations aboard your own private yacht charter with The Moorings. Our fleet of modern, custom-designed yachts is just one reason we were recently voted Best Caribbean Yacht Charter Company by readers of Caribbean Journal. So when you next explore the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, or elsewhere, don't accept anything less than The Moorings. Your vacation time is precious, so make the most of your freedom on the water. Book your perfect charter at moorings.com. Nothing less than The Moorings.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
saca un papelillo, me prepara un cigarrillo y una china pa'l canuto de hachís.
¡Hachís!
Saca ya la chinatrón, venga ya ese chinatrón, quémame la chinatrón.
¡No hay china!
Saca un papelillo, me prepara un cigarrillo y una china pa'l canuto de hachís.
¡Hachís!
Saca ya la chinatrón, venga ya ese chinatrón, quémame la chinatrón. No hay chinas, no hay chinas hoy. No hay chinas, no hay chinas hoy. Me preparo un cigarrillo y una china pa'l canuto de hachís. Saca ya la chinatrón, venga ya esa chinatrón, quémame la chinatrón. Saca un papelillo, me preparo un cigarrillo y una china pa'l canuto de hachís. Saca ya la chinatrón, venga ya esa chinatrón, quémame la chinatrón. No hay chinas, no hay chinas hoy. No hay chinas, no hay chinas hoy. Legalización de calidad y barato. Legalización, basta de prohibición. Legalización de calidad y barato. Legalización, basta de prohibición. ¡Arriba! No hay en Tirso de Molina, ni en Vallecas, ni siquiera en Chamberí.
¡Hachís!
Yo quiero una chinatrón, dame ya esa chinatrón, saca ya la chinatrón.
¡No hay chinas!
Sin cortarme un pelo, yo quiero mi caramelo, voy corriendo buscando a mi amigo Ali.
¡Ali!
Pásame una chinatrón, yo quiero una chinatrón, una posturita tron.
No chinas, no chinas hoy. No chinas, no chinas hoy.
Legalización,
cannabis
de calidad y barato. Legalización,
cannabis,
basta de prohibición. Calidad y barato. Legalización,
cannabis,
basta de prohibición.
What a tune that is. Cannabis from Scabé out of Madrid in Spain came out in 1997 off their El Val del Obrero album, The Workers' Waltz. Cannabis. That is such a good tune. If you're bored, jump on the old YouTube, look up Scabé. I think it's a Woodstock or something along those lines, and the live version of Cannabis that they do, at that show is phenomenal. I actually kind of generally do play the live version, but I couldn't find it on my USB, so I might have moved it somewhere else. Anyway, just check it out. Ska Pay from Madrid in Spain. Brilliant. I talk about Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra on my bucket list. Ska Pay are also on my Ska Live bucket list as well, and so they should be. What else we hear? New releases. The Little Pigs from Nottingham in England. Not necessarily a going concern, but Cookie from Nottingham has set up a Bandcamp page. He used to be in bands like Solvent Abuse and the Little Pigs, and he has put out the Quiet Before the Storm. It's essentially a demos album from 2001 to 2005. 14 tracks. You just heard track one, When She Falls Down. I haven't had a chance to listen to all of this, but the first couple of tracks are very, very good. So I wouldn't normally play tracks off a demo album, but The Little Pigs has floated my boat. You may well hear more, but please check out The Little Pigs or Cookie's Bandcamp page. I've never even heard of Little Pigs before out of Nottingham. Looks like they were a bit of a four-piece, but the demos album from 2001 to 2005, recorded at various recording studios across the East Midlands and Lincolnshire between 2001 and 2005. So worth checking out if you're a bit of a rabbit holer like I am. Is that a phrase? It is now. Like, you know when you're looking for albums, you're a crate digger? But when you go on YouTube and you go down rabbit holes and you just find weird stuff, I'm a bit like that on Bandcamp. So, a rabbit holer. That must be a verb now. An adjective? No. Description? Ooh, who knows? Doesn't matter. I'm just getting carried away. What else we hear in that group? Oh, the Bakesies. They also have a demos album, Digging Through the Early Recordings Demos. Days Gone By. It is on the Do the Dog Music Bandcamp page. It's a free album. And if you don't like the Bakesies, you really should. If you're listening to this show, you will definitely find something that tickles your fancy on that Bakesies album. Sunny Side Up is a cracker. You just heard Days Gone By. That's my favourite Bakesies tune. It's a belter. It really, really is. Those are kind of new releases. They are new. They're out there. They've only just come out in the last couple of weeks, so we call them new releases. But we're going to keep going with new releases now. Let's go to Austria. A band that haven't come across my radar, a bit like the Little Pigs. They're called Generation Gap, and amazingly, they've been around since 1998. Where have I been, people? Where have I been? The album has just come out called Reconstructed. This is Operation Desert Rain. Ska punk, ska core from Austria? Who'd have thunk it? Now you have. Generation Gap, Operation Desert Rain.
gonna feel right. Put in the time if you wanna. Put in the time if the moment's gonna feel right. Put the plans if you wanna. Take a chance if the moment's gonna feel right. We can dance if you wanna. We can dance if the moment's gonna feel right. Salvation.
Brand new EP has come out from the Israelites from Portland, Oregon. It's called the Rude Awakening EP. Hooligan is taken off that one. Very nice. I do like that. Talking about tracks I do like, Zeme Libre from Portland, but in Maine on the other coast. East Coast Portland, not West Coast Portland. Zeme Libre. I love it. Take a Chance, that one is called. Big shout out to Dave who got in touch with me. Make sure I knew about that one. And what else we hear? Generation Gap out of Austria. Operation Desert Rain. Man, that's good as well. Oh, it's different. Scarcore with a twist. The new album is called Reconstructed. Please check out Generation Gap. They've been around since 1998. And 2025, making their Scar Nation Radio with Beefy debut. I'll be checking out more of Generation Gap. Don't you worry. Alrighty, unfortunately, the Big Beef Man has got to bring it on home. You just heard Hooligan by the Israelites. Should we do Hooligans by Rancid? Yes, we shall. Hooligans!
Rancid!
Tell them.
Yeah! Here's a new face of rock and roll. Let's all find it toe-to-toe. Hot times come! Times go. When I say, come on.
Well, all the hooligans and poop boys are one thing for sure. Scars been stripping on their face. Well, all the hooligans and poop boys are one thing for sure. Scars been stripping on their face. One man's decision brings another's opposition completely unbound. Down on the flats where the seaside meets my lonely old town. Well, they're out on the street making their way on the grill. Between the bottoms of sex, they smash and they red for something to live.
Well, all the hooligans and poopers know what they're for sure.
Scarf pants drinking on their face.
Well, all the hooligans and poopers know what they're for sure.
Scarf pants drinking on their face.
Sometimes you know there's no place to go but to a love life of crime. Yeah, but it's so wrong to steal someone's very last meal to profit up a dime. You're proposing praise while they end up in jails, gone slinging cowboys. Well, you took a bite out of apple, a decision that got you there, boy.
Oh, the hooligans and poop boys know what they for sure.
Got been stricken on their face.
Oh, the hooligans and poop boys know what they for sure.
And good boys. I don't want no racial hatred.
Oh,
Does it get any better than that? Live Scatterlights, Guns of Navarone. Oh, man. Well, finish to the show. Rancid Hooligans, Prince Buster, Al Capone, Guns of Navarone, live from the Scatterlights. Man, it's been a good show tonight. Oh, I'm just so happy. Really am so happy that I could have brought this pure gold, people. It's just pure gold. When you're having fun, time flies, and all of a sudden, it's quite late here in Melbourne, and I don't really care. I've had such a ball tonight, I really, really have, so the music's been fantastic, and I'm glad you've joined me and downloaded, because you're probably listening via podcast at quite a reasonable time, but some of us have to do this show live to the rest of the world, but it's all fun. What do they say? If you're enjoying yourself, you don't have to work a day of you, or you don't have to work a day of you. I don't know. Whatever that saying is, it doesn't really matter because I don't care. Anyway, thank you for listening. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for being part of Beefy Ska Cult. I'll be back next week with, I don't know if I can match the quality of music we've had this week, but I'm going to give it a damn good try. I really am. Please support the local live music scene. If there are gigs in your area, get along. If you can buy tickets early, then that is advantageous to everyone. The bands will love you. The promoters will love you. The venues will love you. Gigs are getting cancelled, right? And it's generally down to a couple of things. Number one, poor ticket sales. Number two, poor ticket sales. Number three, sometimes we have a change of mind. If you can buy your tickets early, that will probably guarantee gigs go ahead. Venues don't want to lose money. Promoters don't want to lose money. Bands don't want to play to no one. A lot of bands do like playing to no one, but they don't make any money off it. So please, if you see a gig you like we've got T-Bone coming over from Thailand, please support that if you can. Scarfighter 2, February 22nd. Tickets are very, very reasonable considering Area 7 are headlining. There's another 12, 13 bands playing as well. Get along to that as well. Buy tickets as early as you can. And that way, that gig will definitely go ahead. If you're not pre-planning and you just fancy a night out, please go and support your local live venues. Take a friend. Buy food, buy drinks. Go and enjoy yourself. Live venues are doing it tough. They're doing it tough in Australia through public liability insurance premiums going through the roof. It's over $1,000 a week for the insurance for small venues. That is mental. It is such a rort. Anyway, we have to support the venues because if they close down, if they go, it is highly, highly unlikely they come back. There are too many hoops and red tape to jump through to get live venues up and running nowadays. And the soundproofing and the, what's the word? The public through flow and traffic, footfall is the word. You have to manage that, like, hugely. So the fact that existing venues can carry on operating, if you're a new venue, there are rules called agents of change rules. So if you change the area for one reason or another, you have to do so much more than you are if you're existing. I know it's difficult for me to explain and it's late and I don't know really what I'm talking about. The fact that new venues are struggling, old venues are struggling, if they close, it is so, so hard for them to reopen. So please, no matter where you are on this blue and green planet, go and support local live music. It means the world to everyone. It's good for your mental health. That's proven. It's proven that going to see live music is good for the soul. Alrighty, please follow me on Facebook and at Twitter. Just look up Scar Nation Radio. I am now on Instagram under Beefy's Scar Club. Send me a message. All the playlists will be there. The podcasts, I'm behind again. I'm trying my best, so bear with me. I will get the podcasts out. Apart from that, please, 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 stay safe, do the right thing, and be excellent to one another. My name is Beefy. This is Scar Nation Radio with Beefy, the world's number one Scar radio show. I just got one thing left to say. Take it away, Bluey!
yellow. Fix, fix, fix. Be yellow.
Stumbly-tastics.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.